Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hi, this is your host, G. Wright, and I want to thank you for calling, for tuning in, listening to the Heart of Love radio show. Today, 27th of December, and I don't know about you, but I am definitely blessed. I'm definitely blessed. Christmas was great. It was a blast. Can you listen to the Heart of Love radio show? And I'm your host, G. Wright. And I'm hailing from Washington, D.C. right now. I'm from my hometown, Washington, D.C. I'm up here on vacation, and it's great to see family and friends, especially on holidays such as this one. But, you know, there's a question I just want to ask you guys is, once you spend the time with your family, what did you do after that? Once you spent the time with your family, what did you do after that? What did you do? Where did you go? For me, you know, it was just good just actually just seeing my family and seeing my friends and people I grew up with and just being able to just sit back and relax and just laugh and talk about old times. You know, and it's amazing, the older you become, the more you begin to realize how much family really, really is important and how much life should be really enjoyed, should be loved. We should cherish our lives. One of the other things that hit me this past Thanksgiving, it was just amazing to see some of my cousins that I was able to see, and just imagine how it was when we were younger, how it was when we were just hoping, we couldn't even wait, you know, to grow up and to become older. It was just amazing just to sit back and see the entire family and see what people are doing and see their kids getting larger and getting bigger and larger. So that was something for me. And I tell you, nothing can beat that. Nothing can beat that feeling of just knowing that you're there with your family. I say that's one of the biggest and best things that could ever happen. This is the Heart of Love radio show. You can check me out on MySpace at gwrightonline.com. At gwrightonline.com. Or you can check me out at gwrightonline.com. Or gwrightonline at Yahoo. If you want to instant message me during the show, or in fact, you can actually just go to myspace.com/gwrightsing. You know, as with anything, you know, you're in a new city, you're seeing friends that you haven't seen before, and that's what it's been like for me going home. And I tell you, my question also is, what goes through your mind as you're sitting there and you're eating your meal, and you're just being just so full of joy and so full of thankfulness? What's going through your mind? Well, for me, what's been going through my mind has been something like, I don't know. My outlook is just changing. I'm looking at myself. I'm looking at relationships. I'm looking at, you know, past friendships. I'm looking at people who have really shown themselves to be my friends in my life. And, you know, one thing about friendship is so important. I mean, this is the Heart of Love radio show. One of the heart issues is friendship. And when you're developing a friendship and when you're trying to be a friend, you know, I tell you, it takes two. It takes two. In order to have a friendship, in order to be a friend, you have to show yourself friendly. So there might be sometimes things that you might go through and things that you might not understand. But the thing about it is get to a point and say, you know what, I'm going to trust. I'm going to trust in you, Lord. I'm going to trust in you, and I'm going to believe that you can make that change. You make that difference. I'm saying that makes a big difference. So for me, I'm not sure about for you, but friendship is important. And as you begin to go to this new year, I know that we can easily say, well, you know what, I'm not going to do it like that, and I'm going to think better, and I'm not going to act like that. But I want you to get to a point in your mind where you begin to realize, you know, what is God wanting me to do? What is God wanting from me? Is God being glorified in your friendships? Is God being glorified in your relationships? What's really, 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 really going on? And for me, it's just getting to a point of saying, you know, Lord, have your way in my life. And I'm telling you, what makes the biggest difference is doing your best. And it's keeping God first in everything that you do. You know, keep God first. So no matter what you're going through, you're going to do that thing. You're going to stay focused. And that's the biggest thing. Stay focused and do the thing that God is telling you to do. You know? And so that's the thing I want you guys to do. That no matter what, you will stay focused and do that thing that you're supposed to do. And that's the biggest thing. That's the big thing. You know, we talk about music and things like that. I love music. If you listen to the Heart of Love radio show with your host, G-Wright, you know different things I do love. I love making a difference in people's lives. I love that. I love seeing people glow and touched and inspired. That's the biggest thing. For me, just to see people laugh and see people get to a point of where they say, you know what, you know, yes, I want to make a change. So this year, 2008, my point, my whole thing, my whole goal is ministry. You know, God, first of all, God, and Lord, what would you have for me to do? That's where I personally am. You know, because, you know, I'm telling you guys, that makes a big, big difference. You know, so keeping God first in my life, that has to be the number one thing for me in this season. After that, I'll say my family. You know, a prayer that prays together, stays together. Prayer changes things. So don't think that you cannot pray. Don't think that God is not with you, because God loves you. And, you know, and one thing I want to, today, I want you guys to remember.
Life's been serving you some love.
That all things are possible. No matter what you're going through, all things are possible. This is a song from my upcoming CD. It's entitled, All Things Are Possible. I want to hear from you. 646-595-4311.
You can't see your goal. about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in. Cause you've got to run this race and think to win. All is possible. The darkness surrounds you, trying to hold you back. You don't think you will win. Just put your eyes on Jesus. Then you'll succeed. So get on now. Time in this life.
No,
no, no, no, no. All things are possible. If you believe, yeah, yeah. Your dreams can come true. If you walk in faith with me, all things are possible.
Today, I want you to know that all things, indeed all things, are possible. Be a leader today. All things are possible. You know, that's a song from my upcoming CD. One thing that I'm encouraged about today is the fact that all things, indeed, are possible. And no matter what you think you're experiencing, no matter what you think you're going through, I want you to know that God loves you, that indeed all things are possible. My question for you today is this. Do you believe that? My question for you today is, do you believe that, that all things are possible? You know, I've stated that there are some situations that sometimes you might go through. I don't know about you, there's been some situations I had even faced. And I had to get to a point of, you know what, yes, I will believe. Yes, I will believe. Yes, indeed, all things are possible. You know, and then despite what you feel, despite what you're going through, that God will work it out. Whatever it is that you're going through, God will work it out. You know, it reminds me of a situation that happened. And I said, no, Lord, how can I get this? How am I going to be able to get these things that I've been praying for? How am I going to be able to accomplish these things? Because it seems so impossible. And one thing that encouraged me was not just was one thing that encouraged me in that scripture that says, with man is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Now I want you to know that today all things are possible. This is going to be a different type of show. This is not going to be the exact same type of show that you're used to getting. We're going to do different things today in today's show. One of the things that I really want you guys to really recognize and realize is that God truly, indeed, loves you. And that nothing that you're experiencing right now is foreign to God. God understands your pain. God understands what you're going through. But when you remember and realize, you know, that indeed all things are possible no matter what. No matter what, you're going to believe, you're going to have faith, you're going to trust God. You've got to do that. I'm saying it's so important. You've got to do that. And I want you to understand today that there might be some situation, there might be some people, there might be some things telling you that you cannot make it. You know, and I want you to know today that you can make it. I want you to know today that you will make it. I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, that you indeed are going to make it. You can. And you will if you believe. And that's the thing. Having a faith, have a faith besides the mustard seed. Have a faith that no matter what you're dealing with, that you're going to do what God's called you to do. You know, you've got to be willing. You've got to be willing to believe that. You've got to believe that.
And once you've done that thing, once you believe that thing, once you have stepped out on that thing, you're going to see God begin to move mountains out of your way. You're going to begin to see God change things from glory to glory in your life. But right now, it's about you just getting to the point of saying, no, Father God, I am going to believe. In 2008, my word for you today is to believe. Believe. And since you only need to have a faith the size of a mustard seed, you know, believe today. That's the big thing, my word for you today, is to believe. And once you have believed, and you've had the faith, you step out on that faith, and you trust in God, and you trust that God's going to do what He says He's going to do, watch God move. My word for you today is watch God move in your life. Because I believe this. I believe that God does love you. I believe that God cares about you. I believe that you're not alone. I believe that God is wanting to change you from glory to glory. I believe that God wants the best for you. And the thing about it is this, guys, is that if you just have that faith, the size of mustard seed, if you just have it, watch what God will do. Watch God move situations out of your life. And I'm telling you, you know, I pray this prayer, and I've seen it happen, and I've seen it come past even in my life. If you truly want to know, Lord, what is your will for me? What is your What is it that you want from me? What is it that you really are desiring me to do? What is this thing? And you're saying, you pray and say, Lord, if this person does not belong in my life, please make it so clear. And I'm telling you, you know, God will move that person out of your life, the people out of your life. God will change the situations. God will move things. He will move people. So it's like we're always evolving. We're always changing. We're always changing. We're always evolving. And God is doing a new thing. Now, the whole thing with this year, 2008, is up to you. It's up to you. I was talking with one of my sisters the other day. And, you know, I'm not going to go through anything. And I'm not going to go into further detail. But the whole thing is this. I believe that God will take those situations and people and friendships you thought, oh, there's no way. And God will bring people together. God will change things from glory to glory. God will do a new thing in your life if you just believe it. And that's the big thing, just believing it. God will do that thing. And I'm telling you, I've seen it happen. And it's amazing to see people who maybe did not like each other, all of a sudden they're friends. All of a sudden they're praying for each other. All of a sudden they're doing new things. So God is working in this year, 2008. As we approach 2008, God, some things are closing, some doors are closing, some relationships are ending, some relationships are beginning. Whatever it might be for you, I just want to encourage you today to just keep on, to keep holding on, to keep doing whatever it is that God's placed, called for you to do, to keep on, to keep holding on. You know, because I'm telling you, I see God doing a new thing. You know, and I know everyone is saying that, and people saying a lot of stuff. You know, it's going to happen, it might not happen, or whatever it is. But I want you to know today that God is doing a new thing. And all that you have to do is to trust. And now, let's talk about that. Let's talk about trust. Trusting is believing. It's just having faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You know, that's the substance of things that you hope for. It's the evidence of things not seen. So faith, trust, all those things go hand in hand. First of all, having the faith. And secondly, having the trust. You know, you've got to believe. I'm telling you that the faith... Faith, your faith can move mountains. And God can work his miracle in your life if you just have
faith.
And sometimes it's just taking faith the size of a mustard seed. Have faith. And I'm telling you, lives have changed. I'm telling you, people will do things differently. You know,
and they might not even understand what's going on. Don't you think God can take things, and God can change people's mindsets. If you're looking for a job, God will make a way for you. Don't you know that God will create a job position for you? You know, some people say, you know, I'm not believing, I'm not having faith, I cannot believe, but I'm telling you, if you have that faith, if you step out of faith today, God will meet you where you are. And that's the one thing that I do honestly believe. I believe that in this season, God will meet you where you are. Now, the question is, do you want to be met by God? Do you want God to find you? Do you want God to find you out? Do you want, what is it that you really do, really, really honestly desire from God? That's my question for you today. What are you really honestly wanting from God today? Because if it's joy, I'm telling you, God's saying, you can have it. If it's peace, I'm telling you, God is saying, you can have it. If it's deliverance, I'm telling you today, God's telling you, you can have it. If it's joy, I'm telling you, it's yours. God's telling you, you can have it. No matter what it is that you're going through, I want you to just remember that God is doing a new thing, and God desires to do a new thing in you and in your life. And I'm telling you
today, I've seen it. But I believe this is definitely a new day, and God is really honestly doing his thing. And really, it's really and truly up to us like never ever before as Christians,
as men and women of God, to say, you know, I believe in you, God. No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to believe. No matter what I might face, I'm going to believe. Because that thing is happening. It's happening so clear. It's so clear. It's so clearly happening.
And I gotta tell you this. You know, if you're waiting, I'm trying to hit all the right points today. If you're waiting and believing God to really work in your life and really move some things in and out of your life, if you really believe in that, I want you to know today that God will. I'm telling you, I've seen family members who have waited for years to get married.
If you're single and you say, Lord, I desire to be married to the right person. I desire to be married to the right person. Father God, please help me. And I've seen God move in people's lives. And I've seen him bring their mates. You know, I have a cousin who just recently got
married. I think another cousin who's engaged to get married. And, you know, the thing about it is this, guys. It doesn't matter how old you are. God will hear your prayer. The question is, are you going to do the work of the Lord? Are you going to do the work of the Lord? I charged you in 2008 to do the work of the Lord. You need to say, this is my year. This is my year. I'm going to trust, and I'm going to believe in the Lord. This is my year. Today, this has to be your year. This has to be your year. And I'm telling you, if you allow this to become your year, if you allow God to be who he said he will be in your life, you're going to see a change like never, ever before. I'm telling you today, you're going to see a change like never, ever before. If you are willing. And that's the big thing. Are you willing today? Because you can say many other things. But the question really becomes, are you willing? Am I willing to make a difference? Am I willing to change? Am I willing? So today, I know you generally listen to music. But you know, here on the G Right, or here with your host G Right, you know, I do things just a little differently sometimes from show to show. So today seems more like that time of more so of just talking. And I just want to encourage you guys, that no matter what you're going through, that you will keep the word of the Lord in your mouth. That you keep God's word in your heart. That you'll teach it to your kids. That you'll teach your kids to have faith. That you'll teach your kids to believe in God. That you'll teach your children to role model. Not just in front of them, but even when they're not there. You know, and I'm telling you, God's going to do this thing this year. And he's doing it now. You know, and I'm telling you, I'm up here in D.C., and you know, and I'm here with my visiting my family, you know, and I'm telling you, I'm just experiencing how awesome God is. God will bring people you haven't seen in years, and come, and sometimes give you just a little word of encouragement. They might not have an idea what you're going through. But I want you to know that no matter where you are, God will meet you where you are. God will meet you where you are. He will bless you right where you are.
He will give you the grace that you need right where you are. God will do all the stuff right where you are. I'm telling you,
if you are in need of a touch today, I want you to know God will meet you where you are today. And the thing about it is that sometimes we begin to question the Lord. Lord, what is this thing that I'm going through? Why am I having to deal with this? Why am I having to face this thing? Why am I having to deal with this? And then you ask yourself, why? And, you know, and this is what I want you guys to listen to. This song by Andy and Debbie Wyman. It's entitled, Love Won't. No matter what you're going through today, I want you to know that love won't ever hurt you. I want to hear from you, 646-595-4311.
I'm noticing we tragedy. We're asking God, how could you let this be? My dear friend, can't you see that God is love and love is God? And no. Oh,
listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. We have a caller calling you live on the Heart of Love Radio Show.
What's up, man? This is TAZ of ATAZT Live. Hey, look at here, man. I see you got your chat room open. Now make sure you check it every now and then, because I'm in there trying to scream at you.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What you saying?
All I said was what's up, and I knew you wasn't in there. You wasn't checking it, because you could just type be back.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, I tried doing that, and my computer went down, man.
Oh, you really? Oh, okay.
Not my laptop. I'm actually using a friend of mine, my best friend. His name is Dan J. Butler. I'm going to play his song in a minute. He one of our friends up here in the D.C. area. Great guy. He loves the Lord and has some good music. So I'm actually hailing from his studio.
He does music too?
Yep, he does music too. But I mean it's not his studio like that, you know. It's not like a studio like yours, you know.
Yeah, but I mean still anytime you're doing music.
That's true.
It doesn't matter what, as long as you putting it out and it sounds good, that's all I'm caring about.
I know, right?
Yeah. So how you been, G Wright?
Man, I'm doing, man, you know, I'm doing well. Have you been listening all day, this afternoon?
No, I just got on. I hadn't been feeling too well today, but I felt a little bit better. And you know I got my show at 9:30, so I gotta get ready, so I got up.
And now give them your numbers. They might not feel like I'm looking it up.
Oh, you mean my phone number to the show?
Yeah, the guest calling number.
The guest calling number is 646-595-4579. Really today, I just want people to listen. I mean, if they got something to say about that artist or something, we can do it real quick, like I'm really feeling that song. But we got to get back to the music, because I got to put out music out here. And I'm going to get you a couple of these gospel artists that I know to be a guest on your show.
Oh, yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
As a matter of fact, you're going to get my cousin first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's got a CD out. Her name is Ursula Butts. Matter of fact, I'll try to, you know, MP3 you one of her songs so you'll get some heads up on it. Yeah, but go to her page, Ursula Butts, or go to my page on MySpace, and she's one of my top friends, and
okay.
That's my cousin.
Cool. Hey, you gonna stay on the line?
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right. Cool. Coming up, first of all, you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with your host, T. Wright. Call in 646-595-4311. Right now I'm playing The Old Rugged Cross by Eureka. That was Eureka in the rap track from none other than Yancesmith. T-A-Z. Hey, T-A-Z.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm playing that rap track, man.
I hear the beat in the background.
Some people don't know the dealings of Christ, the order that it takes to save their own life. They want to rob and kill, living in a day-to-day, knowing that it's wrong, not seeking any other way. Jesus has an answer, he's the only life line. Take time to seek, he will surely find. Wake up from the bad dreams, clear your heart. With Jesus in your soul, you won't fall apart. I'm expressing this to pave a new direction. In the place of evil, you have a new protection. Remember me, Creator, in the days of my youth. From all the blessings, I'm older, I have the proof. Don't stray down that lonely street. The devil in your way and he wants to eat. You gotta turn around, leave your troubles behind. If you take time to seek, he will surely find.
Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you.
I gotta keep it real while the devil's on creep. Enter the good hearts like dirt begin to sweep. Keep the faith strong and the Lord will know. With him in your soul, you'll continue to grow. If you don't know him, I suggest it's time. The joy he'll bring, if you seek, you will find. Live your life flawless with the angel by your side. Walk through enemies, no need to hide. Somewhere in your life you heard, wake up, wrong corner, wrong time. Bullets could break up, have the shield of love for protection. I'm just pointing you in the right direction. Never is enough, never is too late. Jesus, watch over me to seal my fate. I'm expressing this to pave a new direction. In the place of evil, you have a new protection. Remember me, Creator, in the days of my youth. From all the blessings, I'm older, I have the proof. Don't stray down that lonely street. The devil in your way and he wants to eat. You gotta turn around and leave your troubles behind. If you take time to seek, he will surely find.
Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you. Bless them, Father, for they don't know what they do unto you.
What do you think about that, T-A-Z?
I had to turn my mute off. Yeah, I like that song, man. You were jamming that.
You know, if you guys didn't know it, that was T-A-Z in your very own G-Right. On one of T-A-Z's CDs. Which CD is that on, T-A-Z?
That will be on the upcoming Be Blessed 6. I'm still working on it. I'm halfway done.
Is it Be Blessed 50 or Be Blessed 51?
No, 60. We're all even. There's at least 10 tracks on each CD. Of course, there's 10, 12, 13, 14 sometimes. But at least 10 tracks on each CD. And this is Be Blessed 60. That's why I named it every 10. So
okay.
Basically, it's the 6th. Gospel CD, I'm done.
All right, that's cool, cool. I definitely like that.
Yeah, I like this.
Bless them, Father, but they don't know what they do unto you.
know, when you get done with your 14 songs, the 14 beats of mine, I gotta have you on my show, and we play a little bit of the CD.
Yeah, definitely. But you know how I roll. It gotta be copyrighted first.
For real.
Kids, you be emailing those tracks to everyone.
Yeah. True.
everyone has it. Huh?
They gotta be copyrighted first.
Yeah, copyrighted first.
Yeah, for sure. I will run it through BMI for real on my end, and you'll run it your ear, and it'll be doubly protected.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Cause you with ASCAP, right?
Yep, I'm with ASCAP.
So we got them all covered. Cause I run mine through BMI. You run the same songs through ASCAP. We be all right.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be good to go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna play. You know, since the Christmas special, I'm gonna play my mom and my aunt song. I gotta play it once in a while. I play it one more time, get some air. It's called Melody de Amor, and they were known as the Ribbons. You know, but so you still holding on? You holding on?
Yeah, I'm on.
All right, you guys, you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright, and I have online the infamous host of his own show, A-T-A-Z-P, T-A-Z, on the line as well. This Melody D. Amore from the Ribbons, a.k.a. G. Wright, and I. Melody de Amor from the Ribbons, a.k.a. G. Wright's mom and aunt. Now, this show would not be the same without me actually playing one of my songs. And this is talking about love. This is on an upcoming CD, which will be soon to be released either by the end of January the 1st of February. This is talking about love. I apologize, you guys. I've been talking, and I was on mute. TZ, are you there?
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. We were talking about love, and I was saying that, you know, we have about 5 or 6 minutes left for the show, and I was talking. I something just said, look down at your phone. You know, I had my adapter, everything here in the studio. On mute. Make sure you guys can hear me here. But, you know, so I apologize for that. But this is the last show. I was saying that I was going to actually talk the last couple of minutes. I said, let me go ahead and play the song first. And then it's like, wait a second, things kind of happen the way they're supposed to. The song started messing, the system started messing up. So I said, okay, I guess I was supposed to have paid attention and went with Let's Talk for the remaining part of the show.
Well, at least you ain't late.
But you know what? Guess what, TZ? That's gonna say when it comes, you can play it, you can run it in the ground in 2007. But 2008, it's a new year, okay?
Okay.
That stays in 2007, okay?
Okay. I got 10 more days. But you have to show G right. You know I love you, bro. And hurry up back down to the A so we can get some things done, man.
Oh man,
I just sent my cousin an email about your show, so she'll probably check it out when she gets the email.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you.
All right, then let me get ready for mine. You take care.
All right, I'll call you. I'm gonna call listening to that great music, man.
Oh man, it's gonna be one after the other because it's gonna be some music that you really ain't never heard.
Cool. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, then. Peace.
Now, seriously, you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright. I apologize. You know, I was just talking, and I had you guys on mute. But as we approach this upcoming year, and you have these next few days, see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you have four days before the new year. I want you to think, to pray and really just think about what decisions you have to make within these 4 days. I know we say 4 days, but I believe that something's going to be released in the supernatural. Something's going to be released spiritually. And people are going to be walking to destinies. I believe 2008 will be a year of success for the children of God. You know, things might become worse around us, but for the children of God, those who believe in God, those who are covered by the blood of the Lamb, who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, for those of you who have given your lives to Christ, this is going to be a change. Something is happening. Something is changing. It's going to change in your life in 2008 if you believe. And in your believing, you have to do that thing that you know you're supposed to do. If you're in relationships that are ungodly,
you know what you got to do. If you're taking care of people who aren't taking care of themselves, you got to pray and then do whatever God has called you to do. If you're stealing, you got to stop. Repent. You know, if whatever it is that you're doing, whatever things that you're believing in God for, take these next few days to truly, honestly say, Lord, here I am. Use me. You know, it's so important, guys, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what pain and hurt that you've experienced in this year and in your life, to really truly give over to the Lord and truly in the year 2008, walk a new walk. Walk a new walk. Talk a new talk. Don't do the exact same things that got you in the exact same situation. You know, don't repeat the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. Don't do that. Make a change today. Whatever it is that you're going through. Here, you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, T-Wright. You know, I want to leave you this last minute of song. One of my songs called Consecrated for You. And if that's your prayer today, I want you to know that when you give it to the Lord, you hand it over to the Lord, God will do what he will do in your life. You can check me out on my official website, gwrightsonline.com, or you can go to my MySpace page, .com/gwrightsing, or you can go to, you can hit me up on Yahoo, gwrightsonline@yahoo. But this is Consecrated for You. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Heart of Love Radio Show.
Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans. Let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans. Let them be used for you. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come on with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. Every word I pray, take my. Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans. Let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my. Let it be, take my mind, let it be, take my life, let it, take my heart, Lord, let it be, take my life, let it be. Consecrated for you.
thank you for listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And God bless you. And take these next couple days and just really just think about the goodness of the Lord. He's been to you and in your life. And be blessed. And make 2008 a year that is great. God bless.